10 o'clock, we'll call a special town board meeting for the town of Lackawanna Flambeau to order on September 23rd at 10 a.m. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Item 5, discussion action, opening of asphalt pad bids for the transfer station, and at this time, I would ask that if I could remove myself from the room in that one of the bidders is my employer and would not want to have any
Appearance of conflict of
interest, so.
So noted, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
We received three bids. You have a copy of the specs that I put in the paper?
Yep.
You know, it's always Lupino when it's pink.
Pink.
They were pink even before it was popular.
Okay. Angelo Lupino Incorporated. Final grading and pave with 3 inches average E3 compacted hot mix. Two layers to meet specifications. $22,572.
$22,000?
$572.
Okay.
And then Musson.
Who was that bid from?
Angelo.
That was Lupino.
Lupino?
Mm-hmm. The pink trucks that you see around town.
Pink and black.
They're from
Yeah, where are they?
UP.
Yeah.
Well,
Iron Belt, Wisconsin, yeah.
I think they own most of Hurley.
Yeah. Angelo just passed away recently, didn't he?
Yes, I thought I heard that, yeah.
Okay, Musson Brothers. Work area 80 by 150 for fine grade water compact existing gravel base. Pave area 3 inches E3 asphalt. 5828 AC2. 1/2 inch lifts. Two 1.5 inch lifts. Lifts. Price $24,690.
Musson is the one that's doing the boat landing down there.
Oh, really?
Which has been no activity for No, Sue's gone until Thursday.
Okay.
Do you have something for her?
I do.
I'll take it.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, Pitlick and Wick. Final grade water and compact 80 by 150 salt pad area. Pave 80 by 150, two layers with type E3 HMA 3 inch. Total average compacted thickness. Price $17,178.
It's $5,000 less.
So that's considerably less.
Almost $5,000.
Yeah. It looks like they all Do you want to look at these?
No, I'm fine. As long as they fill the requirements, that's all I, you know, that's my concern as well.
It looks like they
The only one that was a little confusing was Musson.
Words of that, yeah.
I don't know what they were talking about.
Right, that extra 5828 AC, I could go ask Matt what that means.
No, that's fine.
But I don't know what that means.
I'm sure that's the technical term for that mix or something.
They're by Rhinelander.
Rhinelander.
Musson.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion for the approval for Pitlick and Wick at $17,178. I mean, there's just no way, I mean, is there any public comment? I mean, I would allow that.
I'll second the motion.
So noted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay.
I'll bring Mr. Matt back. Matt? Good, they gotta disappear because it's starting to smell like a garden in my office.
It does, yeah, I'm sure they're.
There was quite a differentiation between, between Pitlick and Angelo Lupino was the second. I'll give you the numbers. It was 24,690 for Musson, 22,572 for Angelo Lupino, 17,178 for Pitlick and Wick. So we obviously went with Pitlick and Wick.
Okay.
Oh, let's ask him what that means.
Yeah, there was a little bit confusing description with.
What does this mean?
5828 AC.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's the temperature variation in centigrade that the asphalt is designed for, which is normal. 5828 AC is it's a type of AC.
That's the typical kind.
Yeah, it's like when we bid ours, you know, we may go with a AC meaning asphalt cement that is for a lower temperature because of our lower temperature range. But this is 5828 is the standard DOT spec, which is what all of them would be.
Okay.
So we unanimously approve.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Schaus.
Yes.
Did you want to ring in on anything here?
Just that the statement I made before, I hope you realize, is strictly off the record because I have no authority to do anything at this time, but I have brought it up at our previous board meeting.
Okay.
What are the parameters on when you donate? Doesn't it usually involve something that helps the community? Or I have no idea. I really don't know. If you could enlighten me on that, I would have.
And, you know, we've been around for a long time. I mean, I've been in the club since we moved up here full time in 2008-07. We do an awful lot of charity work. Our big fundraiser, of course, is our Brewfest in July and the Broadwagon. We're a small club. We all know a lot of the members in the club. And we do a lot of giving outside of Flamble. Mm-hmm. And we have been, since I was the president last year, been trying to come up with ideas of other organizations, other things we can donate money to, other than every year when we set up our budget, it's the same group, which is a very good group, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and we've got money left over, and what do we do with it?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you about, excuse me for interrupting, about 25 years ago, the Lions Club in Lac des Flambeaux built and donated to the town some really nice wooden hanging planters to hang on the new, remember when mm-hmm. we put the new light fixtures in downtown, and built planters for on the sidewalks by the different businesses and so on. And we used those for many, many, many years.
Well, another idea I'd like to give to you as being the assistant chief on the fire department, in the short, long-term future here, we are going to look to expand the fire department. And one of the things that I would love to consider is a possible pavilion that could be used by the whole community, whether it be the Lions Club functions, or any type of event, because we really don't have anything offered in this community. And I mean, I was trying to figure out how to go about it. I mean, we're holding off a little bit because we want to get a little bit more money into the coffers before we even start discussing what the future needs really are, but we know that they exist. And I thought, you know, especially with the lack of businesses in the downtown area, something that, I mean, everybody would have the opportunity, because the fire department is open for everybody's use.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We do have somewhat of a kitchen. It isn't nothing to brag about, I'm telling you.
It's better than this one.
But I'm just saying is that's one thing that I really think this community would sure get a lot of use out of, and possibly fundraising, whether it be for your club or even the fire department or other entities that are part of this community. So it's just something to put out there.
You know, like I said, we get tired of just, okay, we give $500 to this group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got money on board, so let's make that $750. You know, that kind of stuff. You'd like somebody new, and because we don't do anything, we don't do much in Flambeau itself,
right,
non-tribal, to the town. This just popped into my mind as something that maybe.
Or if anything else comes to our minds, we can let you know.
Yes.
But I think it's really important that we understand. I would hate to try to assume on a project of this
yeah,
scope
level, we have to solve this. You know what I'm saying? That's why I question what your parameters are, because I think it might be a hard sell to get involved in something that...
Well, you know, one of the problems we have is that out of our 30-some members, less than half even live in Flambeau.
Yeah,
right.
You know, most of them come from Minocqua and
right,
Ruff and Arbovita.
Right.
And, but still, it's something to do, and you know, I don't even know what we'd be talking about as far as dollars are concerned. Obviously, it's not going to be a huge, huge sum, but it mm-hmm. may be something that...
Every little bit helps. What right. is your time frame, kind of, your budgeting schedule?
Our budget is set for... The lionistic fiscal year runs from July 1st to June 30th.
Ah.
So we're kind of right in the middle, right at the beginning now of making our donations that we make every fall.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, right now, I won't say we're in the chips, but I mean, we've got money now because of what we did at Brewfest at the big fundraiser. So now we can look at things that aren't budgeted that maybe we can do something with, rather than sit until after, till early spring, and then say, hey, we got this money left over, what are we gonna do with it now? And then we're scurrying around looking for something. I think a question that I would have, again, off the record, but is the town interested in us even pursuing something like that, even though we're not talking a big
oh, sure.
change, or is it better to wait and let the pad go in? And then I think if I remember right at the meeting, you were talking about probably the building wouldn't go up until spring?
Next year, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to budget it, yeah.
And then
yeah.
waiting to do something there, or doing something now and then sitting here and asking me in spring if maybe we can do something else.
Well, and those things, yes, and you know, like Chris brought up, a lot of things with the fire department, the board doesn't necessarily know about, because it's their benevolent fund, whatever they raise or what have you. But you know, that might be other things too. There's a lot of things going on out there that you know may not necessarily be town board related, but are other groups within the town that could use the help, such as the fire department, ambulance department.
We do make a donation to the fire department.
But I would also
it's
like,
minimal.
But I would like to see something if you were going to, if the Lions Club's going to get involved, I want your name on it. I want everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I want everybody that uses it
yeah.
to know that that came from you. And
we
I want everybody
a plaque
to have
there somewhere.
To it.
Plaque.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's kind of the thing that I would like to look for. Is
definitely.
So even the Lions Club gets to use it. I want it to be something that is something that everybody can
definitely.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Plaque. Notice.
As far as the workings of paying for slabs, I mean, it's great. I'm honored that, you know what I mean, we have support, but I think we can eat this one. I really do. I mean, I'm not saying no, we don't want your money, but I really think for things
it could
such
use better
what,
uses.
100% that would be something usable for everybody here, and not
mm-hmm.
just the Does that make sense at all?
It's kind of funny. This asphalt pad is for sand salt, which is for safety in the wintertime for when we're plowing and sanding roads so they're not slippery and people wind up in the ditch. You don't ever equate that, you know.
It's a safety thing.
It's all down to safety with this thing.
I mean, technically, we could go to the BIA and ask for our help.
Yeah.
Because this is a public safety issue here.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a pad back here, but, you know, we're just going to move it, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have $15 in of this already.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
All right, then I guess I would suggest that if something comes up,
or keep that strictly
sure
in mind.
That you contact us.
I think that's a wonderful
idea.
Oh,
we'll give you a call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think the...
Oh, you'll be coming to the meetings anyway,
And there's some land issues that we have kind of... We're sort of enveloping. I shouldn't even bring this up here, but I think we're looking at the ability to have more space in that area. And it is sad, and it's sad for all of us that have been here a lot of years to drive through our town, and there's really nothing left here. Just because of the amount of tribal lease land or tribal land that isn't accessible to business
us.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So years ago it used to be and now it isn't. So.
So the fire department is really kind of in a unique situation there, and we have acquired the Gulkey property and then the Sluzar property through
right.
condemnation. Well, it was through a tax deed issue.
Mm-hmm. Tax deed, yeah.
And that was a pretty complicated, expensive ordeal. And then there are some other properties that are tentatively foreseeable if the appetite is positive for the town. I hate to think that we're just going to rip it down and just build more government buildings. That bothers me a lot. If we can put something there and we can promote towards it and come up with some ideas, and I don't want it to be just a fire department, but it's going to sort of intertwine with it, is I want something that everybody, if you've got a wedding or anniversary or whatever it is, I want something that is usable for everybody to come here and partake in. So that would be my thought, would be something very beneficial to the community.
Okay. Well, I guess then I would be looking for a motion to adjourn at 11:15.
Motion.
Or 10. 10.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming.